Well, hi there. No, dude, you're off the path. It's back up that way. I can show you. Pardon? I'm not stuck up here. Why? No. This isn't a cosplay. Squirrel Girl. Big fluffy tail. No, it's real. Yours too. No. I couldn't tell you that, honestly. You're quite a ways off the path right here. The forest rangers get really upset. There's all kinds of signs saying to stay on the path and report anybody who's off of the path. Well, no, I live here. Squirrel Girl. Can't exactly go running around the town. You can camp out here. It's fine, but there's areas for that, and this is not one of them. In fact, this is where just bad things tend to happen to people who go out here. And there's all kinds of... Oh, you've heard them. Yeah, the legends. I can't say whether or not they're true, but you don't want to be out here if they are, right? You don't want the spirits telling you to do things that... And you're not exactly dressed. In fact, you look like you're... Is that business casual? Okay. Well, it's not a Friday. Well, no, I don't know the dress code of your right. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have made that assumption. But you're not dressed for camping. Well, no, that can be used for camping, but that alone ain't going to help you survive. Hey, no, I'm just climbing down. No, promise you. Squirrel Girl. Squirrels aren't exactly known for hurting people. Yeah, you heard that? Oh, there's up that way. There's like a road. It's not too far away. Well, down here in this, it's not really a ditch. It's more of a depression in the land. It makes the sounds carry more. It's why I like to be down here. I can hear almost the entire forest if you listen. Helps to not feel so alone. It's my favorite place to be. Yeah? Well, no, of course I feel alone. There's not exactly many squirrel people running around. No, I don't have a squirrel girl mom and a squirrel boy dad. My mom was a human, and, I didn't exactly look the way that she wanted me to look, and she, we've departed ways, and I decided to come out to the forest to see if maybe I could feel something out here. A little bit of a nomad. This isn't even the first forest I've lived in. What about you? What? Goodness gracious, it looks like you've been crying. No, would you? I'm not good at these types of things, but I'd love nothing more than to give you a hug if you want one. Well, yeah, here, come here. Here. Oh, sorry, I naturally just wrap my tail around people when I hug. Oh, you're right, it is nice and warm. Oh, Jesus. Oh, no, it's fine. No, I mean, you're a lot bigger than me, but it's fine. I'm tough. I can... Please, just, what's wrong? Well, I mean, I think I can understand that above all else. Who understands someone who wants to sleep for 3-4 months or sleep long periods of time for 3-4 months out of the year, crams tons of food in their cheekies, and then goes off and wants to hide and eat them, and just doesn't look the way other people do? I mean... You think the girl, human girl, spent a long time brushing their hair? I've got a tail to take care of. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what family's for. They're there to be there for you and help keep you on the right path. And it sounds like they do love you. Well, no, they should be a lot more understanding of you. Well, what kinds of things are they trying to get you to do? Well, that sounds like a decent job. No, you're right. It's not one I would want to do whatsoever myself, but... Well, what do you want to do? Jeez, that sounds great. No, seriously. That sounds like... God, I heard light in your voice when you mentioned it. No, I understand that. No. And everyone tells you you can't be that, don't they? Gosh, I'm sorry to hear that. No one, and I do mean no one, should be talking to you like that. Your friends, too? Well, I can understand. I too watched a lot of my childhood friends go on to do the most perfect things and live the most perfect lives and seem so happy. But you know what I found? Most adults just aren't happy. Most are really good at hiding it, but if you get them alone, they'll tell you there's parts of their lives that they're not happy with. And in hiding it, we make it seem like to others that are looking in that there's something even more wrong with them, especially the ones who get to the point where they can't hide it. No, come here. I know we don't know each other, but you just seem like you need a hug. You know what? Truth be told, I could use one too. It looks like I should be, you know, the center of attention. I'm a squirrel girl. Everyone wants to know me. Everyone thinks I'm interesting. I'm the center of the spotlight whenever I enter the room, but no one knows me when I go in there, you know? Everyone just wants to talk about the things about me that interest them. They don't want to get to know me for me, and that can be lonely too. And the only people that want to touch you are people that, again, it's for their own self-interest. No one gets genuine hugs anymore. Touch-starved is what I've called it. Touch-starved. You just want someone who could just be quiet and just, you know, you can run your fingers through their hair and they can run their hands up and down your side and just, I don't know, be quiet, listen to music, read a book, listen to wind chimes, watch a movie. Just feel like you're present in the moment. It's just something that doesn't exist anymore. And then we just go back to you're right, exactly. The very next day, wow, it seems like we're in sync on this. The very next day, it just starts all over again. Every day you wake up hoping, oh my gosh, we really are in sync, aren't we? And you're right, that's 100%. You're not wrong. Every day I wake up the exact same way too, thinking I'm going to feel something that day. So happy, so excited, and then night comes and you realize you didn't feel much of anything. And it just leaves you feeling lonelier and lonelier till you have nothing left. Why do you think I moved out here to the woods? At least then I can have the excuse of why I'm lonely, because I'm just not around people. And hell, I used to meet a lot of people online, but out here in the woods, bad reception. So I go to the treetops and I holler out. And it's so much more freeing to talk to people that I don't have to see face to face. They holler, I holler, and I can just say exactly what I'm thinking without worrying about how's it going to come off and what's it going to be like. Well, it seems like we're a lot alike, cutie. No, I mean it. You're very cute. I can feel it radiating off of you. You have a unique kindness to you. You want to be of service to someone. You want to feel like you are helping out someone. But the problem is you're probably helping out the wrong people. You're helping your family feel like they raised a good child. You're helping your friends feel like they have a good friend. But you're being the most unkind to yourself. You're the one that needs the saving. And in trying to save others, you're essentially trying to save yourself. When really all you need is a good, that was not what I was going for. No, I mean, I can't deny the attraction. I mean, look at you. I can look in your eyes. You are so, so affection-starved, so touch-starved, just so hope-starved, really, is what you are. You need that spark back in your life, and to get it, you're going to have to chase the things that you want. You're going to have to break free. Oh, I sound like a hypocrite, do I? Well, I mean, I'm trying. I could have stayed in the human world doing exactly what my mother told me to. That was killing me faster than any energy drink and high sugar diet ever would, killing me faster than any drug ever could. And look at you. It looks like you're literally at the end of your rope. Or almost. Hey, you know what? It's not too late. And I know where there's a restaurant not too far away if we could take a shortcut through the woods. My treat. No, don't worry. I have people money. Let's head over there and, I don't know, get to know each other more. Yeah. No, I'd love to get to know more about you. You have the sweetest eyes. And the kindest voice I've ever heard. You know, you might be one of the first humans I've talked to that, even though you were very forward with that kiss, the delicious kiss, most welcomed kiss, I would say has been actually interested in me. No, I mean it. Usually when I talk to any kind of male human, especially, it's about the most superficial things I've ever talked about in my life. I do like sports, I do. I do like fandoms. I love them. It's a great way to connect with people. But I don't know. Those random deep conversations really just seep into the psyche, don't they? Make you feel special? Well, no, I can understand that. Going back there is going to be terrifying. Anytime I've attempted to go back, it's scary for me too, but I don't know. Even just getting that hug from you was enough to warm me up to make it feel like maybe I could go another week of trying to find that hope. Maybe that's what life's all about, no? Really? I've never heard that before. Well, no, I've never heard it put quite that way before. Can you repeat that? Hope is the most powerful word in the English language. I would say probably in any language. If someone has hope, then they have the will to try. And the will to try is basically the will to survive. You know what? I think you're right. We should do a little project. Project Hope. Absolutely. And we should try to find the thing that is going to give us hope and chase after it. And hold each other to it. You know what? If you hold me to it, that I go after the things that are going to give me hope, then you have to go after the things that give you hope. And maybe together we could make this, I don't know, work. Hey, we're burning moonlight at this point. Let's shimmy on up there before they won't give us a table, okay? All right, darling. That was nice. Oh, no. I had to get you back for that one. Get you back kindly. Oh, no. Please walk in front of me. I love the sight. Hey, guys. A little bit of a somber one, but also ended on a sweet note intentionally. This audio, sorry about the car in the background. It's hot these days and I have to keep the window open. So prepare to hear a lot of excuses for why you're hearing cars that I just can't be fucked to edit out. It's okay. I'm pretty good at improv on the fly. The inspiration for today's audio was just basically going through a rough week. The week of my dad's birthday every year is a really rough one since he's passed. But don't feel bad for me. Please don't. Like, I'm fine. I'm in therapy. I'm good. But I think that there's a lot of thoughts that we all struggle with. And knowing that there's someone else out there that feels that way is actually, it's tragic because I never want anyone to feel that way. I would really prefer to be the only person on earth that ever feels this way. But in the words of my dear friend Dream, I don't get to be the only person who feels that way. So it is comforting to know that there are other people that are dealing with it and feel the same way and that you can reach out to. And I want to encourage anyone who's feeling that way to absolutely reach out to whoever you need to. I suggest if you're in the States, calling 211. There's some great services there. But yeah, and I also really like the message of hope. So I basically took an inner monologue that happened and set it to a squirrel girl because I don't think there's enough squirrel girl content, and squirrels are adorable. And I made some really cute artwork that I thought would work well. By the way, for those who don't know, all of my artwork on here is created by me. It is AI. I take pictures of myself and or I also create poses using Sims 4 because it's really easy for me to like get in there and do posing and them. So cool beans. Shout outs. There's so many people. I want to say shout out to Hellspawn. Very, very sweet guy on our server. Very exuberant, which is not a bad thing. Very exuberant. Love your absolute face. You are amazing. Want to give another shout out to Corvus Gregor. Absolutely sweetheart. That also has been very active, especially lately on the server. Appreciate you guys more than I can say. If you guys are not a member of our Discord, feel free to come on over. Love you, Cosmic and Cesar, so much. And Gray, Nessie, and Alderaan. Thank you guys for helping boost the server as well. I'm going to go... I'm going to go hop in the server now and actually chit-chat. And by the way, there is some NSFW drops that were on the server. So if you are on there, make sure to go check those out. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye!